Courtney White from the Dallas Desires is in studio. What's up, Courtney? Oh, hang on. There you go. How about that?
There we go.
Can you? There you go.
I thought we had mic check already, Michael.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
We tested Bobby's headphones and her mic. Anyway, so give me the history real quick because I'm trying to remember. I know that Dallas Desires were around for two seasons, and it was part of the LFL, the Lingerie Football League, back
yes.
in the day,
yeah,
right?
Back in the day.
And then they disbanded the Dallas Desires because of lack of attendance, I guess?
Yeah, ticket sales, attendance, you know, that all comes into play.
Yeah.
And it just kind of said, hey, we're going to cut it down until we can get, you know, some better promotions
yeah.
and work like that.
That was 2010 maybe, right?
Yeah.
Wow, look at me. So 2010.
Good. Yes.
2016, yeah. It comes back.
Comes back. So,
and there's a whole new group.
Whole new group.
How wow. did you hear about it?
I initially saw it on TV back when it was, you know, the Lingerie League.
Yeah.
And I was in high school and I said, wow, look at those girls.
Yeah.
And so I said, hey, Mom, I can do that. I could play. And
what did your mom say?
She said, finish school. No, she was with it. She was like, let's do it. As soon as you finish school, get your degree, let's go do it.
Wow.
Yeah. She was on board the whole time.
I wanted to be a goalie when I was playing soccer when I was like 5. My mom's like, no, you don't want to be a goalie. You're going to get killed.
He ended up being the announcer guy.
Yeah. For the volleyball games in high school, and I screwed up everybody's names. Like, your name in high school, if I got your sheet, I would have been like, Cortadite. I always screw up everybody's names. It was terrible. I was bad at that, too. But anyway, okay, so your mom said, let's do it. So they come back with Dallas Desires, and you're like, yeah, I'm in.
I'm in,
let's do it. Now, they changed, the LFL is no longer the LFL or Lingerie Football League anymore. It's Legends Football League, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, is that because, here's my theory, you tell me if I'm right or wrong. I think it was because a lot of people back in the day were getting confused that this wasn't really football, like these weren't real athletes, it was just more of a marketing ploy. That's one of the things we would talk about a lot when these girls would come in here, is like, we're real athletes and, you know, we're playing real football here.
Exactly.
So was that the reason for the change, is to help people understand that it's not just lingerie football, because it's really not lingerie.
Yeah.
But these are real athletes playing real football.
Right, yeah. We wanted, you know, a little more credit than, oh, you know, you're the lingerie girls mm-hmm. running around yeah. in your bikinis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, playing poo-poo. You know, oh, touch football.
Yeah.
And it's not that at all.
Right.
So
no. It's real.
Right. Yeah. So the name change, you know, we still get, oh, you're the lingerie league. And, you know, we correct mm-hmm. them.
Right.
But Legends has helped us to gain a little bit more respect. And, you know, if you watch us, you know, We earn that
yeah.
without the name.
Yeah,
I think.
What's tryouts like? You have to make the team.
Yes, and there's kind of like NFL style. We go through tryouts. You make the first round. You go into a mini camp.
Mm-hmm.
You make that round, and you go into a training camp, and then they make that last cut before you're on the team.
How many girls tried out?
Here about, I think there was 85.
Oh wow!
Gosh.
Wow.
So wow. Yeah. And I think it was even bigger last year. They kind of didn't get as much word out this year because it was mm-hmm. brand new.
Yeah.
No one knew it was coming back as much. So we expect.
Was it around last year?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was it. And they just kind of said, hey, we're back. Let's
wow.
go. And so we expect a big turnout this year.
Awesome.
Wow. So
that's going to be fun.
It's going to be really fun.
So you guys are heading to the championship, right?
Next week? Yeah. Well, this is the, you know, the playoff round. To go
okay.
into the championship game.
Right. Back in the day, it was called the Lingerie Bowl, I think is what it was called. And the Dallas Desires won on their first season, right? They were champions. So you kind of have like this champion history here.
Yes.
So that make you a little bit nervous that you're carrying on this legacy or no? You're just like, I don't care.
Nah,
I mean,
we were underdog the whole time. As soon as we came back as an expansion mm-hmm. team, like, oh, y'all are new.
Yeah.
We expect y'all to just go and...
Because like teams like LA and all that, they've been around for forever.
Forever,
yeah,
yes.
Like 10 years now.
Yeah, Seattle, LA are the favorites and, you know, the big dogs.
Yeah.
And we weren't expected to play with them.
Right.
So we've taken everybody by surprise.
That's pretty cool. Now, how long are the games? Because I think I went to one game years ago and it was like 30 minutes. Or it was like two halves of 15 or something like that. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, they. I mean, it'll extend out about 2 hours.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
That's
you know, we
good.
Have
it's
the
more play. I mean,
yeah.
Who wants to go to an hour long? I mean,
and it was super cold when we went. We were sitting there and we were just shivering and we couldn't even get a good seat because there was only like 4 rows open.
Oh.
And so it was a bad deal for us anyway. What kind of injuries have you sustained? Because they're real injuries. I mean, you're not like breaking a nail.
Oh yeah. I mean, I at least come out of every other game with a busted lip. You know, I've had some ankle issues, been stepped on, mm-hmm. turf burnt. For me, I think I'm so small.
Yeah.
I'm pretty low to the ground.
You're what, 5'3"?
5'2".
5'2"?
2.5.
Okay.
And I think I'm so low to the ground that I just take a...
You get everybody's knees and
yeah,
stuff.
I'm so yeah. low that I'm already at the ground.
You get rolled
yeah.
up on.
Yeah. yeah. But our center broke her arm or her wrist. You know, we have back injuries, neck injuries, but, you know, we get right back in it.
I don't remember. I don't remember at the LFL, but do they have face shields on the helmets?
We do. They usually come to about right above our top of our lip, but mm-hmm. we can get bigger ones. Mm-hmm. Some do, some don't. Okay. But we do have, you know, full face mm-hmm. shields. Okay. But they
do. Because I was trying to think. I can't remember because you were talking about you get a lot of busted lips, and I imagine a you know maybe a split nose or something.
Yeah.
Maybe a black eye, but I mean.
Yeah,
you would get that the whole list of injuries.
Yeah.
I was just thinking if you had a good face shield, it shouldn't do that, but
yeah. Obviously it does. I raise my head and they come yeah. up under there.
Wow. Have you always been kind of, because you had to be somewhat of a tomboy, right?
Oh, yeah. Since I could, you know, pick up a ball or walk, mm-hmm. I've been in everything, wanted to play everything and be competitive.
Yeah.
All the way through college.
Yeah.
So this was just another way to, hey, let's go. Let's keep competing.
Yeah. See, we were going to do this thing where, and I totally forgot to bring it, like a football, and then have her try to throw a football against Bobby. Because Bobby...
oh, really?
Yeah. I think she could throw a better ball than Bobby. And Bobby also tore his rotator cuff, like hitting a bat or something. What'd you do?
I didn't tear anything.
Oh.
I just my shoulders are sore now, I guess because I play too much racquetball.
Too much racquetball. Oh. That's like playing... I was playing Wii Sports, now I'm sore. So
okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to have Michael. Her throw me the ball or something like that and see if I can catch it.
Or that too. Yeah. We're all very unathletic. So Bobby used to be athletic back in his younger days, but the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm the one that plays racquetball 4 or 5 times a week. Right. And I'm the real sport.
Yeah. Are you impressed that he plays racquetball? If you saw his physique walking in, would you be like, oh, that's a man who plays racquetball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you had the headband on, the glasses.
Stenishes, the Kanye West Stenishes. So you're also, not only do you play football, like real football, you also are a personal trainer.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can get Eric back on his diet.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, how did he be so motivated to like stay on a diet?
Or yeah, you got to
eat correctly, I guess.
I think people just make it too complicated.
I do.
You know? Yeah. And they want to go, oh, my gosh, I got to do this and this. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's really not. Keep it simple. Don't overstress yourself and just, you know. Know what you want to do, mm-hmm. and you got to do it, and you got to want to do it.
I look at it like this. I'm used to eating pizza, burgers, and all this other nasty crap right. that I'm not supposed
oh,
to
we
eat.
Can tell, yeah.
And you eat, you replace that burger or that right. pizza with a good salad, a good healthy salad or something healthy, you're doing better already.
Yeah. What are you trying to look like, Eric? Because we went out on Friday night, Wednesday
like,
night.
Like Nick Jonas.
You're trying to look like Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So how would you make
it? Can you get me there, Courtney?
I got you.
He's in desperate need. Try to look like Nick Jonas.
No.
Start a so you just want to like, you want to trim up. You don't want to like get a bunch of muscle.
I really
like
want to like lose weight first and
right.
then kind of like tone up. But I don't want to be like all like you
Bobby.
Know, yeah.
All buff and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's like a slim tone.
Okay. Know? So what do you think he should do? Just probably play a lot of Pokemon Go and throw up everything?
Yeah, I think walk a little faster after
right.
those Poke.
Yeah.
You know?
Those are you not playing
Chase
Pokemon
them down.
Go?
I'm not playing it.
Really?
I tried to log in and it was kind of a long process to do
yeah.
that. And I was like, man.
Okay.
Forget it.
Uninstall. This is taking too long.
It seems like way too much work.
No, but it eats up your battery life. Yeah. Like really, really like that.
Does it?
Yes.
It just seems like way too much work. I don't know anything about Pokemon. I never watched it growing up. Because I just made fun of kids that did that.
Right.
And I just have no interest in it. And we went to a Pokemon pub crawl.
Yeah. See, I walked there.
Yeah.
But then I had a cocktail. So
I
drank those calories.
And they sweated a bunch.
Yeah, it was hot in there.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, if you ever need like a mercy train or something like that, these two guys would be the ones. Like she could put on her resume, like, look at this guy before and after.
Yeah.
I would be amazed.
I want to work a miracle here pretty soon, spare time.
All right. I was going to ask you something else about the Dobbs' Desires, because it's so fascinating to me that somebody would want to just go in.
What position do you play?
I am a running back and a wide receiver as well.
Oh, wow.
So I do both.
A short wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know what
How
that is.
How did you accomplish that?
She's good.
Well, I mean, I know she's good, but I mean, typically you associate wide receivers with really tall people.
I don't know. I don't know what that is. You know, I don't watch football. Yeah, that's the only football I watch. Yeah.
You don't have a man card, Michael. Be
right.
So, I mean, how did you get
I'm friends with some Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, I think just being my speed and having good hands that I do.
You're a really good catch, aren't you?
Yeah, so my height kind of, my lack of height, I should say, kind of makes up for.
Yeah, because you've got, I mean, you're perfect height for a good running back, but you said a wide receiver. I'm like, really?
Yeah, so I use a lot of moves, you know, to get open. And that way I don't have anybody around me.
I'm Michael Irvin. Watch me go.
She's also your number one, right?
Yes.
Because two is not a winner and three nobody remembers, correct?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You also compete or have competed in like bodybuilding or fitness or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you still do that?
I don't right now.
I feel like that takes a lot of time, too. That's like Pokemon Go.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a lot of work.
You do it and you're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I need a break.
Oh, yeah. So I don't understand that world, but basically you train for a certain number of weeks. I see people like counting down week three or whatever, 3 weeks out or whatever, and then you go up on stage and they judge you.
They judge
right?
You.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you couldn't take that kind of rejection, huh, Michael?
No, I can't. I'm trying to do like malnourished competitions.
So Michael, he looks like he's from Ethiopia.
Yeah. I start crying. Thank you so much. So beautiful. But are you planning to get back to that whenever Dallas Desires kind of calms down or what?
I think that was, you know, if the opportunity came back and said, hey, you want to give it a go again? Sure, I would. But it was just another, a live tough moment, we call.
Yeah.
And of doing something that is like, wow, you did that?
Yeah.
And I went through the process, how hard it was. I got on stage
in a
bikini.
You've been there, done that.
Yeah.
I did it.
Right.
So
explain
that's what it was about.
Explain live tough. What is that?
Live tough is a motto and a way of life. And my mom, back when I was in elementary, middle school, started a basketball team. And we couldn't really travel. We didn't have the money to travel and play AAU basketball. So she put a team together. We fundraised, and we called our team Tough Enough. We were tiny.
Yeah.
And we couldn't compete with these, you know, 6 foot seventh graders.
Right.
And so we went out there and we were tough enough. And so from then on, it just became the way she expressed how we should live.
Yeah.
That life is hard.
Yeah.
Life is unexpected. And you just got to be tough through it. And so it's expanded through Live Tough Girls and just being empowering and going and doing things that, you know, people are like, oh, I don't think I can do that. Like bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Like playing in the LFL.
Yeah.
You know, go do it and have fun with
YOLO.
It.
YOLO.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. That's like when I was a little kid, of course, I've always been small. When I was a little kid, I wanted to start a baseball team because I watched The Sandlot. And we started a team called, our street was Nutmeg. And we started a team called the Nutmeg Nuts. And I tried to make this thing a big deal at like 8 years old. And I realized you had to have money to make t-shirts and stuff like that. So I disbanded it and I did not live tough. So
basically,
it was the opposite of what your story is.
It was the movie Benchwarmers.
Right, yeah. With John Heater or whatever his name is. But that's cool. And you have like a website, like a YouTube channel, all that stuff about Live Tough and inspiring people to do more than what they think they can do, right?
Right. And even if they're not, you know, we do it because we love to just do it. And if someone out there is inspired by that, then hey, get on board.
Yeah.
You know, but again, it's about our journey and we want people to know that it's okay to just go do things. And
what's your workout like? Is you work out, I would say like 3 times a week or more.
Maybe 6.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No wonder you have no time for Pokemon Go.
I know. I'll try to throw it in as I'm walking.
Yeah. So, and what do you do? Like you run a lot? Is it cardio mostly? What is it?
You know, when I'm training for, it's football, you know, again, that's sprint work.
Yeah.
But I'm always in the gym lifting.
Yeah.
There's always misconceptions of, oh, I don't want to lift because I'm going to get bulky.
Right.
But it's
that's
not
why
true.
I don't lift.
Yeah. So, but that's not true. So, especially for women, it's not true.
Right.
And so I do spend at least four days of lifting and then sprint work and cardio on the machine. So I do a little bit of everything depending on what I'm
what you're
getting
going
ready
for
to do.
What would you say to the 8-year-old girl that's listening to you right now? That's like, wow, I want to do what she does because she's over here doing bodybuilding and LFL and who knows what else you're going to do in the future. Modeling, I guess. Do you do some fitness modeling and stuff?
Yeah.
So what would you say to that girl who's looking up to you right now?
I would tell her that she can do and whatever she wants to do, whatever she, you know, thinks is out of reach, she can do. I think that, You know, nothing is too crazy. Nothing's too out of reach. And that don't let anybody kind of criticize what you're doing. Don't let anybody tell you that, you know, oh, what are people going to say about you when you do that? You know, just go do it and live your life, create your own journey and have fun while you do it.
That's cool. You guys play the Seattle Mist. So you guys are the underdogs, basically. Yes. You're playing the Seattle Mist August 20th. This is the playoff. Mm-hmm. She's number one. Where can you watch LFL's football? Is it online or is it on TV?
We have on YouTube under Legends Football League.
It's live? Or do you watch it afterwards?
We have to watch it. It runs a week in advance. Uh-huh. I mean, week after the game.
Okay.
They air it. Game, and then you can follow on the LFL app live.
Oh, you can?
We do, yes.
Okay.
So you can follow us there on the LFL app. You just download it and you can see it there.
But will you play again next season?
I will.
If there's another season?
I will, definitely.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have you back then next season for sure.
Awesome.
What's your Twitter, Facebook? How do people get in touch with you?
Yes, it's all Courtney White LFL.
Courtney White LFL.
Yeah, at Courtney White
Instagram, LFL. Twitter,
Instagram,
all that.
Instagram, Twitter.
Okay.
That's
Snapchat.
Easy.
It's easy.
Whatever.
Snapchat.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Courtney. We look forward to seeing what you're doing. And hopefully you guys win this next weekend or whatever it is. Next weekend, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. They have a big legacy.
Come on. Right. It's
legend.
Seattle.
They're legends.
The Seattle Mist.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Dallas Desire.
Ooh, scary.
I'm a big fan, though. I am a big fan of Dallas Desire. I want a t-shirt. I need to get myself a t-shirt or something.
Yes. We'll have to get you one.
We need to get you some pads.
I'm sorry.
Some pads.
Shoulder pads.
Shoulder pads. Why do I need that? It's not the 80s. All right. We're back.